all have stories to tell, but we often forget to have the conversations to pass them on. We're too busy, too distracted, too occupied. Our stories only live if we tell them. This is Northern Michigan Voices. I'm Hannah Moran. In July of 2014, StoryCorps, a national nonprofit organization that travels the country, came to Marquette and recorded conversations between families, friends, and neighbors, then submitted them to the Library of Congress for preservation. StoryCorps says, listening is an act of love. Telling these stories is also an act of love. We hope you enjoy the voices of our community and the stories they tell. Today, Public Radio 90 presents a story from Steve Nelson about what it was like growing up with six fathers in Vinje, Iowa.
I was born in Albert Lea, Minnesota, and I was brought home across the border to Iowa because we lived 2 miles south of the border. I grew up in a little town called Vinje. And I'd have to say it was probably, I couldn't have dreamed up a better place to grow up. Every day I think about my youth and being in Vinje and all the things that happened and it taught me. So much so that I named my son, his middle name is Vinje. He's Eric Vinje. So that's where I grew up, little town of 16, 2 miles south of the Minnesota-Iowa border, right dab smack in the center of the state line. And we had the only business in town. We had the Vinje store. And so when I woke up in the morning and had my breakfast, and I could look directly from my chair into the back of the store. And at the back of the store would be 4 to 6 farmers, almost always, drinking coffee. It was usually the same guys. We'd have Dickie Throne. We'd have Cleo Lankfold. We'd have Dwayne Sunday. We'd have Ernie Langrude. We'd have Merle Derby. And they would take care of you. But anyway, I lied about my age going into the county fair one time. So I got in at a cheaper rate to the demolition derby. And so I don't know, I maybe saved a dollar. Well, I came back and was kind of bragging about how I'd gotten in cheaper to the demolition derby. And, well, these guys, it's a small community. They know somebody on the county fair board. And so they get some stationery with county fair on top, and they write up this letter and states that it's come to our attention that you lied about your age and you snuck into the demolition derby. And so they send it off. And, oh, they said they'd talk to the prosecutor too. And so so they're all waiting for me to get this letter, and my dad, he intercepts the mail. And so the day I get it, they're all sitting there, he's got it planned out. I'm going to give Steve his letter. I don't know. He goes, "What'd you do? Did you win something from the county fair?" Like they're all playing this up. And I'm probably turning white, and I'm thinking, prosecutor, I'm 14, I can't go to prison. But it was all a hoax. But they were always there, they still are. I can go back, I was just back there, and they're still your friends, and they're still supportive of you. They were proud of me when I did certain things, and they were always there, so...
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by WNMU-FM and the Northern Michigan University Advanced Audio Production Class. Today's program was edited by Charles Ganzert. For Public Radio 90, I'm Hannah Moran.